with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get your feet on the floor, get out of bed, and get out in your backyard and fire up a grill. Where I'm at, it's going to be north of 45 degrees today, so there is no reason for you to not get out there and make that happen. Hey, if you're just tuning in, this is Jop, and Barbecue Bob is on sabbatical. He's down in the Caribbean, man. And joining me as a co-host is, same as last week, Chef Andrew Smith. Andrew, it's we've been having a little bit of fun today. We're talking a little bit of wine today and a little bit of food to go with wine.
A little wine, a little grilling, a little smoking.
Right. And speaking of winers...
And smokers.
We've got Barbecue Bob on the line from somewhere in the Caribbean. Welcome, man. How you doing down there?
Hey, easy, brother.
Yeah.
I got my posse here. We're all set.
You doing any smoking down there?
Just those Cuban cigars, I'm sure.
Yeah. So I have a great go-to guy here. He runs the bar and restaurant right at our little resort here called Ivan's Stress Free Resort, and his name is Shimari Shinnery. Not good to try and say that after you had a couple of his drinks because he makes a pretty strong one. But I want him to tell you real quickly how to make a really great local drink. And this is Shimari.
All right.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, excellent. We're good. We're good, Shimari. Tell us what the name of the drink is, and then tell us what's in it.
Well, the name of the drink is called a painkiller, right? And we also got the Ivan Stress Free Punch, which is our signature drink at Ivan.
Okay, so are you going to do a painkiller or you're doing the Ivan's Punch? Which one are we going to hear about?
I'm going to tell you about both of them. It doesn't matter. I'll give you what you want.
So,
all right, well, in the painkiller, we use dark rum. I mean, we use our paradise rum, but dark rum. It's orange juice, pineapple juice, and cream of the cocoa, which is Coco Lopez.
Okay.
Right? And then we put a little splash of Myers on top.
Oh, grated sure.
Grated nutmeg. And some grated nutmeg, fresh grated nutmeg.
All right. Is nutmeg a local spice there in the islands?
Yes, nutmeg is a local spice in the island. All the bars use it, and it makes the drink taste real good.
Yeah, so... Yeah, Bob. That was Bob in the background. I second that. Yeah. So what's the other one, the specialty punch there?
The special Ivan's Stress Free Punch, it's dark rum, same. Fruit punch mixed with guava. And then we put a little splash of Myers as well. Same nutmeg. And then basically put a little fruit and stuff on it. You know, pita it up a little bit. Give you that island feel. You get the island feel.
Sure, I'm getting the island feel. You know, we've got snow on the ground up here. You probably are not familiar with that substance, are you?
No, you can have the snowflakes. We have the seashells.
Yeah, that's great. Well, hey, Shimari, I'm sure you're the consummate bartender, but I don't want to break it to you, but it doesn't take much to impress Bob as a bartender, but you sound like you know what you're doing, man.
No worries. Thank you very much, man.
Yeah, Bob, you're going to have to bring those recipes back up here, and we'll try those out up here.
All right, baby. Thanks. Yeah, so that's as authentic as you can get right there.
Yeah.
Shimari, man, he's a good man, and he's been taking good care of us.
So Bob,
there's a whole bunch of great people here.
So, Bob, tell the listeners, where are you?
Well, it's called the BVI, British Virgin Islands, and there's a whole bunch of them down here. But as I look out across the bay right now, I'm seeing St. Thomas.
Okay.
And it looks like about 10 miles away, 8 miles away. And my buddy... Craig from Lancaster, PA, is on a boat coming across here right now to pick us up, and we're going to take him to a couple of spots here. There's two very famous bars on this island, and the Soggy Dollar is one of them, so we're going to hit the Soggy Dollar first, and that's where the Painkiller was made famous.
Oh.
And then we're going to take him around over into the Big Bay, and there's another place over there that's very famous. I can't think of the name right now, of course.
But, sure.
So we're going to spend the day hopping around the island.
Well, it sounds like, what, have you been down there, 4 or 5 days now?
I've lost track.
I don't know. Okay, good for you. Vacation's working good then if you've lost track. But sounds like to me you've become from tourist to tour guide, so maybe you've visited these places already, right?
Yeah, we've been all over. Yesterday, I sent you some pictures. We hiked over the mountain, over the island, to go to the bubbly pool. And those pictures I sent you were from the top of the mountain here. And I had a 4-hour forced march.
Yeah.
It was torture. Torture.
But, so you've been doing any good fishing that you've been throwing on the grill?
No, you know what? I'm just letting everybody cook for me. This is my vacation. I am not picking up a... I did make eggs this morning.
So what's the fish of choice down there in the BVI?
Well, I had grouper last night that was to die for. It was still wiggling when they threw it on the plate. It was so fresh. There's just everything down here. Swordfish is big. Mahi-mahi, of course. You know, I can practically see Puerto Rico. I mean, we're that close to Puerto Rico. And I know my buddy Rick Suarez from Bell's is over there right now, so we're trying to hook up to see if we can't meet somewhere while he's here. But, yeah, I'm just down here having fun. It's my buddy Carl, me, Peggy, and my wife, Maureen. We've got our tents on the beach at this resort. There's places to put tents, and then there's some little cabins you can rent. Next year, if I come back, I'd probably rent the cabin. It'd be much easier. But I'll tell you what. To wake up to have waves right up at the door of your tent is so cool.
Yeah, sounds like you're having a good time. Well, hey, bring back some of those good recipes, and you know what? If you find something unique down there, as far as other than the nutmeg in the top of a Myers rum, because it sounds like he named two famous drinks and they both had the same topper on them, so it sounds like that might be something consistent with the drinks you're drinking.
It's on everything, and I'm definitely bringing back. A bottle of my newest find, and we'll talk about that next week.
Oh, all right. You're keeping that. That's the cliffhanger, huh?
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Thanks to the Smith brothers. Appreciate you filling in.
No problem. Anytime you want to leave, we'll fill in. Not missing you, Bob. I'm sorry.
Well, and Drew, we got to plan that birthday party too, buddy.
That's right. Yeah. You know, the 50-50 party.
Yeah.
I think I found a place for it here.
All right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, I'll just go down to the islands. That's a plan.
Yeah.
All right.
Very
good. Sounds
good. All right. Barbecue Bob, be safe. Enjoy the rest of your vacation, brother, and we'll talk next week when you get back.
Thanks, guys.
Awesome.
Take care.
Oh, Barbecue Bob, making me jealous, man. I guess you're never supposed to be jealous of any of your buddies. You know, you're just supposed to be grateful and glad that they're enjoying life. But, yeah, he's down there in the British Virgin Islands, been there for about a week now. And I asked him how long you've been there. He goes, I don't remember. So that's just a great vacation, man.
Yeah, well, with the weather we've got coming up today, you know, we're probably going to see a lot of island work. You know, closed today. Everybody getting into their shorts when it's 40 degrees here in Michigan.
Right, yeah.
You know, they think it's a hot spell.
Yeah, a little later today after the show, I've got a gig with our buddy Chaz. This is the antithesis of what we've been talking about. Our buddy Chaz from Schmoe's Brewery is on the USA ice fishing team. And here in another week or two, they're going to be headed over to Europe to compete in a world ice fishing tournament. But this week, they've got about 30 Boy Scouts out on Reed's Lake, which is a lake here in Grand Rapids area. And he's actually they're out earning a merit badge to learn how to ice fish from a guy that's on the U.S. ice fishing team. And I'm going to be sliding out there with the water on the ice with a portable grill and doing some dogs and burgers for the Boy Scouts a little bit later today right on Reed's Lake. So looking forward to that. I don't know if I got courage enough to wear my shorts or not, but I probably ought to do it just because we've been talking about it, right?
Yeah, just keep that grill off the ice, though.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah, I think how warm it's going to be.
Yeah, you don't care if I fall through, but you don't want to lose that tech grill, right?
No. Yeah. I like working on that.
Oh, yeah. Well, it is. It's a good piece of equipment, infrared. We've talked about those for years and years. It's just it's a different kind of heat. You don't dry out the food, and everything is wonderful. But coming up next, we're going to be talking a little bit with the little brother Smith. That'd be Michael with doing some more grilled food and wine pairings. This time we might focus in on some seafood and chicken. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.